When does avoiding intimacy and chronic excuse making become a condition?
Well, I think it's, if you do anything long enough, it becomes a condition. And when it's no longer a temporary thing, it's something that becomes the rule rather than the exception, then you've got a condition on your hand. And usually the partners of people that are sexually anorexic are furious for another reason. They feel like whatever they do, no matter how high they jump or how loud they shout, they cannot get the attention of the other person, and that leaves them feeling, again, unloved, unattractive, unwanted, and wondering why they're in a sexless marriage. So it's really important for people who are struggling with sexual anorexia to ask themselves, you know, do they expect their partner to live with this kind of limitation, or are they really willing to take themselves on and look at why they're digging their heels in and what they're so afraid of?